Fizz Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. 67 former state attorneys general wrote an open letter calling on Americans and their leaders to condemn hatred unequivocally. Dakota Access Pipeline Company Energy Transfer Partners has sued Greenpeace International and other environmental groups under the Racketeering, Influenced, and Corrupt Organizations, or RICO Act, a law created to prosecute the mafia for delaying their job and costing them $300 million in damages. The lawsuit is the second filed against Greenpeace by a law firm with close ties to President Trump. Walmart is now in talks with Affirm, Inc. to offer high-interest installment loans from 10 to 30% for purchases over $200. Many analysts believe teams are refusing to sign Colin Kaepernick because of politics, even as protests inspired by him spread throughout the NFL. In a speech along the Arizona border, President Trump claimed he would force the government to shut down in order to fund his wall. Furious with Trump's reaction to the Charlottesville protest, four groups of rabbis denounced him, saying they would not participate in a nonpartisan holiday tradition. Pennsylvania Higher Education Assistance Agency, which operates under the name FedLoan, one of the country's largest servicers of federal student loans, has badly mismanaged debt forgiveness programs for public service workers, signaling rising repayment costs for hundreds of thousands of borrowers, according to a lawsuit filed by the Attorney General of Massachusetts. A New York report found that women were the lead lawyers about 25% of the time at trials and court hearings across New York in 2016. Federal Judge Jack Weinstein and about 20 other judges around the country have written rules for their courtroom, encouraging more speaking roles for women lawyers, who are now half of all law school graduates. Arizona school officials were motivated by racial animus when they acted to shut down a Mexican-American studies program in Tucson's public schools, a federal judge has ruled. Drawing on a critical mass of native speakers, the U.S. now has, by some counts, more than 50 million Hispanohablantes, Spanish speakers, a greater number of Spanish speakers in Spain, despite the fact that 20 states have passed laws making English the official language. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.